Welcome to this edition of UK Perspectives. I'm Alan Lytle, sitting in for Tom Goodell. I'm in the studio today with Sarah Walters, Siggy, and Kai, and you're going to meet Siggy and Kai in just a couple of minutes. Sarah, let's talk about this program that that Siggy and Kai are a part of here at the University of Kentucky.
Yes. Well, I'm part of the Martin School of Public Policy, and the institute that I work at, the International Public Policy segment, we received a grant last year from the United States Department of State, and it was for the Legislative Fellows Program. So the money allowed us to invite 20 people from Cambodia, Indonesia, Mongolia, and Taiwan to come over here, and they spend a month in Lexington and 1 week in Washington, D.C. And while they're here in Lexington, they have an internship, which means essentially that they shadow an organization. We have placements in Frankfurt and in Lexington, and they get to see how everyday organization in the U.S. works, and there is a focus on transparency and accountability and how the agencies promote that within the agency and also in society, I guess, as a whole. And so this time around, we have 14 people here in October, and 4 from Mongolia, 5 from Taiwan, 2 from Cambodia, and 3 from Indonesia.
All right, it's time to meet Kai then, because Kai, you have been shadowing us here at WUKY in the news department. Kai, what is your full name?
My name is Tang Kai Yuan, and my surname is Tang. And then is Kai Yuan.
And Kai, what have you observed as you've been in the WUKY newsroom for a few days?
Well, I think WUKY is very important because it mainly produces the news for local people, and it focuses a lot on how things going on in Lexington and also in campus. And I think it's a very important channel for the local people know what's going on in their neighborhood. And this, it's very important for the transparency of the government, and because people need what's going on in their government and what the mayor do and what the local judge do, and it's very important.
And what do you do back in Taiwan?
My job in Taiwan is a watchdog group, and we monitor the Congress. And the job we mainly do is to get the public to access to the legislative process, and we also provide an evaluation after each congressional session, and we have a scoreboard to evaluate their performance, and we rank them, and we also try to engage the citizen to the legislative process, and we try to have different panel of discussion to include different citizens from different backgrounds into the legislative process. We hope these kind of activities will enhance the transparency of the legislative process and bring more different ideas to the legislative. And that's our main job and duty back into Taiwan.
Okay, let's hear from Siggy. How are you today, Siggy?
I'm fine, thank you.
And what have you been doing here at the University of Kentucky?
Well, my internship place is Council of State Governments, and it's my first week at this council, and I have met with many talented researchers and journalists, and this council have many interesting papers, journals, and very important information sources that has been published from 1935. It's called the Book of States, and it has many interesting information about all American states in legislative branch, judicial branch, and executive branch. So it's very important place to have an internship. I think I will learn a lot from them.
And what do you do back in Mongolia?
I'm a research fellow at the academic institution. This institution is called the Institute of International Studies. It's under the Ministry of Education of Mongolia. And we have we conduct several workshops and seminars about country-specific studies, and my major unit is unit of American and Canadian studies. So I would like to learn about this country so much, and I think when I come back to my home country, I will do some good job on this American studies.
And Sarah, as we wrap things up for today, just talk about the importance of this kind of program here at the University of Kentucky.
I think it's a great program across for many different reasons. One is just the basic idea of cultural understanding with other countries, and just getting to know people as individuals. How it's important to the university, we are able to interact with agencies across the state, and we have found people to be so welcoming to our guests and so wanting to share what their knowledge is and share their experiences. And then we get to send Americans over after our fellows go home to their home countries. American hosts will get the opportunity to experience their organizations and their country. And really, I think that it's just a wonderful overall learning about another person and another person's culture.
Well, Sarah, Kai, Siggy, want to thank you all for joining me today on UK Perspectives. And a full podcast of our conversation can be found at our website at wuky.org.